texted and said that you wanted to meet with him, but you didn't say a time. He's headed up here now. You know I don't have time to deal.
I'm on my way. Send him to grab a coffee and throw him in my office. Paul's in my office, getting a few things done. He and Mark will love each other.
Stop stressing. You're a butt when you stress. She started back to the house, lamenting internally for not getting any exercise in the last week or so.
I thought you liked my butt.
A smile tugged at her lips. The sexy man on the other end of the line had the ability to lift her mood with very little effort.
I do like your butt, but not when you act like one.
She crossed the road and jogged up to the house.
I'm going to go get naked in your shower and run your soap all over myself. See you soon.
Tease, he groaned,
and she hung up before walking into the house. Alex hated it when she left the door unlocked, but her runs weren't that far from the house, and it seemed a pain to have her keys jumping around her wrist, seeing as how her yoga pants didn't have pockets. She walked to the bedroom, stopping only to pet Jake for a minute and berate him lovingly for not being the scary dog that his daddy expected him to be. He flopped over on his back, expecting a long scratch. Jamie chuckled and walked into the bedroom, breathing deeply and taking in the delicious scent of her man.
Mm-mm. I love you.
She got in the shower, washed up quickly, and dressed in her favorite gray skirt and light blue top. Her heels were high, and her hair down and straightened. Alex knew that her saying that she was on her way meant that she would be there in an hour or so. He was getting used to her ways, which was flattering but a little scary. More disturbing was the fact that she was spending more and more time on her appearance and herself, something she used to never do or care about. The TV buzzed in the background, the news story catching her attention as she stood poised to turn it off. Robberies in their area had spiked by 20% since Christmas. The police were looking into it, but all the homeowners were advised to lock up and keep their security systems armed 24 hours a day.
Scary.
She walked out into the living room and looked around, never having really used the security system on the house. After texting Alex and waiting for 10 minutes for the password, she decided to lock up and just go to the office. If he wanted her to run back out to the house and set the alarm, then she would. He probably had access to it with his phone anyway. The drive to the office went smoothly, and she parked in her newly assigned parking spot beside Alex's in the garage. She headed up the elevator to the top floor where her office was. Gina greeted her with a warm smile as she stood from the desk and stretched.
Hey, girl. Must be nice to sleep in every morning. Unless you're doing the running thing again. You're not, right?
I am.
Jamie stopped in front of the desk and shifted her bag on her shoulder. I hated it when I first started, but now it's almost like making sure I get a little bit of me time in my day.
I get that, but I'd rather have me drinking time than me running time. One takes so much less energy, and you still usually end up sweaty and getting some exercise. Gina wagged her eyebrows playfully.
Jamie laughed and snorted before clamping her hand over her mouth.
That does sound like a better deal.
Right?
Gina brushed her hand over her dark hair and let out a short sigh.
Speaking of drinking, we still on for happy hour later this week?
You know it. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Jamie turned as Alex's voice stole her attention.
There you are. I swear I'm going to get you the next time you set up a meeting with someone and forget to tell them the time. Stop scheduling things in the morning if you know you're going to be late.
He stopped just behind her, his smile moving across her face as a smile tugged at his mouth.
You look nice. Really nice.
I'm right here, guys.
Gina tapped her desk, causing all of them to share a quick chuckle.
Where is he?
Jamie turned toward her office and nodded.
Did you send him in to talk to Paul, like I said?
Yes, boss, I did.
Alex wrapped his arm around her shoulder and walked down the hall, stealing a quick kiss before they got to her open door.
You don't look nice. You look edible.
We should test out the theory later.
Jamie lifted to her toes and gave him one more kiss before walking into her office and dropping her stuff by her desk. Paul and Mark were in a deep conversation over something to do with football, which wasn't surprising, but had nothing to do with business. By the look on Alex's handsome face, he was calculating just how many dollars he'd waste on Paul's salary that morning, thanks to him having to entertain Mark.
Hey, guys.
Jamie moved to stand beside them as their conversation stopped.
Jamie, my girl,